Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Thursday, August 18th. Welcome to our little coffee break together. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here at 8:15. Political analyst Joe Zepecki on the new Marquette poll. Tomorrow, Carolyn Fiddler, a national expert on state politics, will join us live from the Netroots Nation convention going on among progressive activists out in Pittsburgh. And Luke and I cannot really commiserate here about the Brewers last night. I was working late on a host of other things, keeping one eye on that goose egg on the scoreboard. It stayed no runs for the Brewers until the bottom of the eighth when they plated their one and only run. They wasted a very nice start by Eric Lauer, who gave up two solo home runs, but I mean, nothing through the first five innings. It's just that the Brewers didn't score anything for the first, you know, seven and two thirds innings and ended up losing 2-1 and they win this afternoon. But I, like I said, I only caught that out of the corner of my eye and Luke missed it entirely because he was looking to, again, as the world's most passive aggressive radio producer, rub it in that I don't have knees any longer and he could play volleyball till late into the night, despite having a morning radio shift.
I went home and did work afterwards too, though, because I had things I had to finish up. But I did get out onto the court. I enjoyed a nice game of volleyball. We were competitive the entire time, but some of the volleys didn't go our way last night. And I was also keeping a close eye. Taylor is fast. The only reason the Brewers weren't shut out last night was because he's fast, he got to home very quick from second on that base hit, and I guess I can just, that's the only thing we can really good to say about the crew last night, outside of, like you said, it was a good start by Lauer, but...
Look, they have that's what makes this so frustrating. We're not, you know, caterwauling about a baseball team that sucks. All right, we're upset about a baseball team that has the tools. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not telling you that this team right now could, you know, win a World Series with those tools. I'm telling you they can be much more competitive than they are and much more interesting to watch. They were, you know, fascinating to watch. It used to be one of my favorite activities before we started the radio show was to just plop myself in the recliner and, you know, keep an eye on the game throughout the evening. And now I barely catch it out of the corner of my eye because, you know, we're just not seeing the fireworks that they're capable of.
Yeah, I saw the statistic that over the last nine games, the Brewers have only given up 27 runs total, which is it was pretty solid. But the problem is over those same nine games, the team's only been the team only got 18 runs. So it's like the pitching is not the problem. The pitching's pretty good. We're just not taking advantage of some of the good starts that we get from our pitchers.
Right. No, the bats have been heroic at times, but we need more of the workaday type stuff. So as I mentioned, Joe Zepecki coming on shortly. There's a lot to digest in the new Marquette poll for us to talk about. Mandela Barnes with a healthy lead, Governor Evers and Tim Michaels running neck and neck. And wait till you hear the division on issues, how Democrats versus Republicans rank, how they prioritize the issues that face us today. And it's no wonder because so many folks on the right side of the aisle have a rather skewed version of things. It's the kind of thing that leads them to still buy into the fairy tale about election mischief. It's what allowed Michael Gableman to be able to have a phony investigation last for this long. And that's where I want to start with a few moments of Wisconsin sense to say that next time Republican politicians want to go on a fishing expedition, do us all a favor and just come on up north here and cool your jets for a while. Your last fishing expedition cost us taxpayers a whole lot of money, and there were never any fish to catch. As said in the Journal Sentinel, former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman's taxpayer-funded review of the 2020 presidential election, quote, accomplished nothing, according to a Dane County judge who on Wednesday put some final nails into a coffin full of nothing. Gableman never produced any evidence of substantive voter fraud, wrote Judge Frank Remington in a decision related to an open records case against Gableman. The judge noted Gableman didn't keep weekly progress reports as required by the assembly. He conducted no formal witness interviews. He gathered, quote, no measurable data over at least a four-month span in 2021. The judge said, quite simply, there is simply nothing there. Instead, Remington made more comments that were part of a ruling denying a motion by the assembly office that the judge should recuse himself over presiding over this public records dispute. In response, Judge Remington admonished Gableman's offices and their five out-of-state attorneys for their baseless claims, and he revoked their ability to represent the assembly in future cases. He wrote, its lawyers' arguments are wholly without merit, and together their disobedience for the rule of law is contemptuous. He called their case a, quote, fever dream version of the facts of the case, in which the office, quote, never even bothers to invent an explanation for why the judge is supposedly biased. Gableman's office claimed 761 pages of record were too strategic to publicly release, but apparently a lot of those documents were mostly blank. So this is what you and I paid for, a fishing license that cost $1 million. They spent all their time talking big at the bait shop, but never doing any actual reeling in because they knew it was all about having a big, loud engine on a big boat designed to impress some very small people. Gableman was fined $24,000 yesterday, but you and I will pay that, not him. A very expensive fishing license. Joseph Pecky joins us next. You're up north. We'll be right back.